Regulatory Area 521 in the central Bering Sea, just northwest of the Pribilof Islands, recorded the highest bycatch totals for nearly all prohibited species for the week ending March 14th. Onboard observers reported 61,000 bear-eye crab, nearly 80,000 apelio crab, 771 king salmon, and 91,000 pounds of halibut mortality in that area. The 168 red king crab caught there put it just behind Area 509 north of False Pass, which recorded 252 red king crab. Pelagic or midwater trawlers caught most of the salmon, while non-pelagic or bottom trawlers were responsible for the majority of the halibut and crab. Fishing pressure for the week was so heavily concentrated in Area 521 that it accounted for 86% of total halibut mortality. The second highest total was 2,700 pounds in Area 513, followed by 2,600 pounds in Area 630, a huge chunk of the central Gulf of Alaska south of the Kenai Peninsula. Area 630 still leads all areas in halibut mortality so far in 2020 with just over 400,000 pounds, despite the closure of the federal fishery for Pacific cod throughout the Gulf. Bycatch in the first 2 weeks of March is down considerably from 2019, however, when 572,000 pounds of halibut mortality were recorded by the National Marine Fisheries Service, or NMFS. The same period this March has yielded almost exactly half that, with 283,000 pounds. So far in 2020, 1.5 million pounds of halibut mortality has been recorded across the state. In the targeted halibut longline fishery, which opened March 14th, 214,000 pounds have been delivered, according to NMFS. For KBBI, I'm Jeff Lockwood.